the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Hey, y'all, you know you found yourself on another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Kylie.
I'm Trish.
And today we are going to do a deep dive on the art of negotiation, which is the fact that you get what...
You get what you negotiate.
You get what you negotiate. I hear Andy's voice in my head
every single time.
You get what you negotiate.
So today's episode, we are exploring all of the nuggets that came out of the book by Chris Voss, which is the Never Split the Difference. Tricia was like, you have to read this book, and I actually did, and it has literally changed my business and certain aspects of my personal relationships as well. It's amazing.
I love that you added, I actually did, because last episode we recorded, you're like, yeah, she told me to read this book, I didn't.
Did not do, yet. It's a yet. It's not, I'm not going to. It's a, I haven't yet. Okay.
Fair.
So we're going to do a deep dive on this topic. It can change your life. So you don't have to be in business. You don't have to own your own business. You just have to be a person who has relationships with other people in order to benefit from these tips and tricks. So, should we just dive in? Because,
yeah,
it's so good.
I know. This is your jam right now. So I'm going to let you lead.
Okay. Let them cook. So one of the biggest takeaways from this book is tactical empathy, which is like truly understand the other person's perspective and using that knowledge to shape the conversation. And just segueing a little bit to another book that we're going through right now called The Let Them Theory, where she talks about like understanding the other person's like lived experience. I forget exactly what she calls it, but essentially she gives a story about how she met the man of her dreams and her mom wasn't happy for her. And she was like, Mom, I want you to act like this is the man you picked for me. And she's like, but I didn't. And looking back, she realized that her mom was afraid that she would meet this man and she would move away and have babies and be away from her mom, which is exactly what happened. And so having that empathy of understanding where the other person is at and what their perspective is going to give you a lot of power and leverage in the negotiation.
Yeah. And I love that we're starting with that, because when you hear the word negotiation, people think like tough, aggressive. But Chris Voss, he really teaches that the key to influence is making the other person feel heard and understood. And I think that that's really important. Like when I go into negotiations on a deal or something like that, like I'm trying to find a win-win for both sides.
Yeah.
Because nobody gets paid unless we get to the closing table. And nobody wants to work with somebody who's
abrasive.
Yeah, for sure.
All of the times where I have come at the other agent with an offensive stance, you know, a more like, let's work together. Because here's the other thing that you learn in the book is that the other person is not the problem. The issue is between you guys, and it's up to both of you to solve it. Like Tricia just said, you're looking for a win-win situation. And understanding that, you know, other it's not a you versus them situation. Yeah. That's what causes the problems and makes things very tension filled.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, you know, let's say you're kids. You say, go to bed right now. Well, I don't want to go to bed right now. Why do I got to go to bed right now? Why do you get to stay up, right?
Because I said so.
Right. Instead of saying, I know you want to stay up because your show is exciting. I totally get that. But how about we watch like 5 more minutes and then we read a quick bedtime story together, right? Pivot.
Misdirection.
Segue.
Or like even in real estate, you know, they give the example of when you're trying to negotiate a price reduction, you know, for your buyer, instead of saying your price is too high, you're using words like you know, instead of we and us. You could say, I completely understand that this home means a lot to you. It's beautiful. It has a lot of great memories tied to it. That said, my client is concerned about the price. What can we do to make this work for both sides? Or I've used this when I'm talking to sellers who listed their home and the home didn't sell, and I'm calling them to see if they're still interested in getting to that next chapter of life. And a lot of time what I find myself saying is, it seems like you went through the rigmarole of listing your home and you just did not enjoy the experience with the last agent. And then I present my solution. What if I could bring a way to make it less stressful for you, less stressful for your family? I have a lot of creative solutions. I would love to bring these to the table for you. If I make it less stressful, would you be open to having a conversation about relisting? And most often the answer is yes.
I love that. And the next one you have is the three voices of negotiation. Tell me about that one, because it's been a while. It's been a while since I read this book.
So you have your late night FM DJ voice, which sounds like this. Hey, this is Kylie. I'm just giving you a call because I noticed that in the listing, you mentioned that there was supposed to be a refrigerator. We just had our walkthrough. Did I miss something, or are your sellers going to be replacing that?
I love it. It is calm. It is slow. Mm-hmm. It is reassuring.
Yeah. And then you have your Disney princess voice. Hey, Miranda, this is Kylie. I am so excited to meet you this weekend and show you some amazing homes. If you have any questions before our tour, just let me know. Okay. Talk to you soon.
You can't be mad when you hear that voice.
No. Luckily for me, I don't know about you guys, there's a lot of voices in my noggin here. And then you have the direct assertive voice. Trish, I feel like you're really good at this one. This one goes like this. No.
Full sentence. Stop.
Listen, I just can't make that work. See the difference?
Very different.
Yeah.
I'm listening. All three of them. All three of them.
So here's the thing. The late night DJ voice is gold. It's calm. Like Trisha said, it's slow. The Disney princess voice, if you're a fella, we'll just use the fun voice because, you know, not all men are comfortable using the Disney princess title. So that is what we use naturally in friendly conversations. It helps you keep the energy high, keep people light, cooperative. And then you, that last aggressive voice, the very firm one, you want to use that sparingly. That is after you have used the excited voice, you have used the DJ voice, you have given them you have said no without directly saying no, and they're just not getting the hint. Those are for very dense moments.
Well, the next thing you have is the power of no and a calibrated question.
Yeah, so I love this one. And, you know, Voss talks about actually wanting, you know, the other person to say no because it gives them a sense of control, right? And so, like, if you ask someone, can we make this work? They might feel pressured. But if you say, would it be possible to find a way to make this work? See, it sounds a little bit more open. Or, how can we structure our offer to make it better for your sellers? I've used that before. And it really gives them the opportunity to not feel pressured, right? It gives them the opportunity to sit and think about the responses that they could give you rather than, can we make this work or not? Well, that's a yes or no question. I try to stay away from yes or no questions.
Yeah, you have on here, can you lower the price, or would it be reasonable to consider a slight adjustment?
Yeah.
And then I like that option. That feels much better if I'm the seller.
Yeah. And especially like when you are working with sellers, like they obviously want as much money as possible. And so you could always follow that up with, you know, the other ways that you could bring the price up or bring it down. But just having that price adjustment conversation, it's so tenacious.
Not tenacious.
It's full of tension to begin with.
Yeah, you got to be careful with it.
When you soften that question and maybe back it up with some data, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I love to use the data and the numbers. That's my job.
That makes you not the bad guy.
Yeah, and if you're not in real estate, let's talk about one with kids. Will you clean your room? Go clean your room.
And then with Kaya, I say, hey, babe, we need to get your room clean. I say we with her. And then I say, why don't we set a timer and you race against yourself and see how much you can get done in just 15 minutes? She's like, what? Or what I ask her, we'll go in the room and I'll say, what is the number one thing that you see in here that you could pick up very quickly? Giving her options.
I love that. People like options.
People do like options. Okay, so the next is the mirroring technique. I've used this a couple times. So this is super simple, very powerful. Mirroring is when you repeat the last few words of what someone just said to get them to open up more. So for example, if a seller says, we just can't go any lower on the price, you respond with, you can't go any lower. And then you just pause. Just shut your mouth. And let them think about it. And they'll say, well, yeah, because we have to pay off the mortgage and we have these closing costs and we have this, we have that, we have this, we have that. And that gives you more understanding of why they're saying they can't go lower. So you can follow up with, well, if we did X, Y, and Z, we could still lower the price while being mindful of your bottom line. How does that sound?
What I'm hearing is money is very tight and you're feeling quite stressed out.
Yeah.
What does that number have to be for you to feel like this is a win?
Absolutely. I love that so much. Or like with Casey, she'll be like, I can't do it. I don't. Like with her homework, she likes to wait till the very last minute. And I'll be like, you can't do it? She'll be like, well, I don't want to sit here and not. Oh, so you don't want to. Oh, ma'am.
Mirroring makes people feel heard, and it often leads them to kind of negotiate against themselves. So it's a pretty wild technique, but I use mirroring quite a bit with my clients because people want to hear heard, want to feel heard. There are people that go, you know, in a relationship, there's always one very strong person and one that's not as strong. And so that
personality
one,
wise,
there's yeah, the one that's not as strong may not feel heard at all. Like a whole week or a whole month could go by and they never feel heard because they're always slightly under their significant other who is the more powerful voice, the more heard voice. So when you talk to them and you mirror, so it sounds like what you're saying to me is schools are very important to you and your family. Your son is part of the football team and that's a big part of your guys' lives. Is that what you were saying? Yes. Okay, great. Now they're starting to say yes, they're feeling heard, and that builds confidence in your relationship and that you genuinely care. You're not just trying to get a paycheck. You're not just trying to sell a house. You're not just trying to sell a car. You're actually listening and caring what they say, and that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what sets you, if you are in business of some kind of service or product or something, that is what will set you apart from your competitors is allowing your clients to speak and feel heard and using that. I mean, and that is what I love about this book. He's like, you're not doing like mental ninja tricks. You're not manipulating people into getting your own way. You are literally just talking to them, understanding their perspective, allowing them to feel heard, and using what they're saying to build your case to get them on the bloody bus.
Yeah, you're connecting with them and you're helping to make this a team effort. So whether you're closing deals or handling family negotiations or just trying to get the best service at a restaurant,
yeah,
all of these things work. Your tone of voice, your body language, your mirroring techniques, your empathy for others.
Yes. And if you I highly recommend this book, whether you I don't care who you are, you should read this book. It's a great read. It reads very well. He's got a lot of really cool stories that he uses to really get his points across. I'm planning on reading it every single year and I'm very excited to share it with you guys. So if you want to get a copy, we are going to drop a link to our Amazon store. in the show notes. Yay. And you can run over there. I know that we talk about a lot of books, a lot of cool products, and we want to make sure that you guys have quick access to them while you're listening to the show. So make sure you scroll down, you hit the sub on the way, you share the show with a friend, and you hit our Amazon store and get your copy.
Love it.
Surprise the pants off of Trisha.
Let's go.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Elite Life. Make sure you come back next Thursday because we're going to have a fresh episode.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots on the ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.